legendary J.J. Johnson with Minor Blues. It's his own original composition. This is from his 1964 album, Proof Positive, with Harold Mayburn on piano, Arthur Harper Jr. on bass, and Frank Grant, on drums. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and welcome back after, I know you had time to rest up from the holiday, and now you need time to rest up from the holiday. So here we are back again. Lots and lots and lots of stuff happening. And, of course, we should talk about it. There's no right position or wrong position. It's just that you're looking at a situation analytically, critically, and you're deciding what is wrong, not necessarily who is wrong, but what is wrong and what is right. I could start off with the question of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, you know, is one of the contenders in the upcoming election. And I don't know, he just hasn't gotten his footing this time. When he ran the first time, of course, we know what happened there. He was kind of shafted. Both by the party, especially by Hillary Clinton. He had a feeling, I guess, that, well, we're all in this together and I should help. It was kind of, to me, for a seasoned politician, he was quite naive about how politics works, especially when we're talking about an election in which the stakes were so high. But in the end, he got shafted, and he was out there alone, and he was nothing. He was not Democrat. He was not independent. He was not Republican. He wasn't anything except a guy left alone to pick up the pieces and to manage as best he could to patch things up. He's running again. And for some reason, it seemed as if, you know, he was picking up steam at one point. He was looking pretty good and promising because people were supporting him. He seemed to have been forgiven, if there's a word like that I should use, because people have very long memories. And they don't easily forgive. And let's be really clear about it. I would make the argument that it was Sanders' candidacy that drew a lot of energy, a lot of support, especially from younger people and from people you would describe as independents, independent-minded voters, who surfaced and were moving very vigorously. And he made that left turn, or right turn, if you want to put it in political sense, and seemed to veer too close to Hillary Clinton. And she made very good use of the energy brought to her campaign. She benefited quite a bit from allying or looking or seeming to ally herself to his campaign and siphoned off quite a bit of his votes. And that was it. That was the end of his candidacy. This year, I would say that the campaign seems to lack any kind of energy, And it seems to lack the identity that he had. He had a definite identity. But now I don't know that he has an identity, or he has an identity that voters would be responding to, because it's not clear where he is, although we know that there are certain things that he stands for, but he hasn't been getting coverage. And his campaign seems to have been muddled so that it doesn't seem to have a direction. It doesn't seem that he has the funding that he had before, where people were clear about his objective and what it is he wants to accomplish. And they also saw him as an anti-candidate. You know, he was not in the fold of the Democrats, although in the end, it seemed as if he veered very close to that fold. But what do you think of his candidacy now? What do you see as Bernie's contribution? Is he sufficiently apart from the Democratic Party? And consequently, is he sufficiently attached to the base that he had developed, and which, of course, was surgically divided by others, and they ran with it? Does he have the backing of people visible in any kind of movement that would be clearly identified as outside of the mainstream? Does he have credible backing this time? What do you think is wrong with Bernie's campaign? Do you think he is destined to continue his campaign as a loner, as a guy outside of a system, but at the same time unable to cause that kind of groundswell that he had before? What do you think? Let's talk about that as our first subject. There are many more to go. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. 888-874-4888. We're talking about Bernie and what is developing, or what we see developing, as his campaign. Certainly, he has had the benefit of a previous run. He has learned some, we think he has learned some very important lessons from that run. But it seems as if he hasn't really reached the power that he had before. And what do you think might be the reason for that? As just the same, he is very important in this election because he seems to be truly the only independent candidate, as we understand it. So it would be terrible if he were to lose momentum or just give up his candidacy at this point. E from Edgewater, you're on the air. Hello, E from Edgewater.
Doing? Yes, how are you today?
Okay, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts, I'm going to stick to my guns with my prediction, and I feel that they don't want Bernie to get too much attention. They want Biden to get the nomination eventually, and Bernie will run as an independent. But there's still plenty of time for Bernie to pick up some steam. Right now, they don't want all the attention to go to him. They want it more focused on the Biden and the other candidates in there. Give them a shot to get a little steam built up. and then Bernie can come on at the end.
Who are the they that you're talking about?
They is the system that has this all set up. That's why the scenario I come up with for Trump to win again needs to have Biden and Bernie running in the race against Trump, and then they will take votes from each other, and Trump will end up winning. People will then believe that that was possible, that Trump wins again because of Bernie and Biden canceling out each other and causing Trump to win again. That's the scenario that I'm going by. It's an easy one. They're putting it right in front of our faces. But, you know, I came up with it when Biden was just about ready to jump in. So that's the intricate part of it.
If you could discern this, if you could come up with this as a ploy for this election year, don't you think that Bernie could see it as a ploy for this election year? And if you see it as possible, do you think Bernie is seeing it as possible?
I'm not getting the question.
If you could come up with this theory that they're going, the powers that be have this in mind to keep Bernie in action, but not too much in action, not too much ground, but enough to separate, to take a chunk of voters out of the election and leave the rest to the other candidates, because the intention is to have Joe Biden as the candidate. Don't you think that Bernie has spotted this idea as well? And in which case, the other question would be, if he sees this as you do, what do you see any evidence that he's doing anything about it?
Well, Bernie is a part of it. He's in on it. It's like Trump said last election. It's all rigged. Bernie was rigged with Hillary to make sure Hillary got in there to run against Trump. I don't want to go back to that and go all around and around in a circle. Bernie's in on it. Biden's in on it. The man they want to be the president for the next this 4 years and then the next 4 years, Donald Trump, because he's not a politician, and then he can get blamed for all the bad stuff. Not a politician. Politicians are all innocent, and Trump gets all the blame because he's not really a politician. Bernie's been a politician for 37 years in Vermont. He's part of the scenario. He's in on it. He's got to run as an independent. Biden has to run as the nominee, and then they both cancel each other out. Like when Bush ran against Gore, and they all blamed Nader for causing Gore to lose because Nader took votes from Gore. It's the same scenario, only back then Nader wasn't involved and he was running for the Green Party. I don't want to go back to that. We're talking about Bernie Sanders. That's just my keeping up with my prediction. That's why I'm seeing Bernie not making a lot of noise right now. I'm sure after a few more months goes by, he'll be picking up and he'll be the second guy close to Biden. But right now, they don't want him making a lot of noise.
All righty. Thank you for getting us started today.
Thank you very much.
Moki from Connecticut, you're on the air. What do you think about Bernie Sanders' candidacy right now? Why does it seem to be lumbering and unable to define itself?
Well, greetings. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
All the independents are thinking now, the ones that were not allowed to vote in the Democratic primaries, they're excluded from that, and the ones who were just slapped in the face. Basically Bernie conceded. So I'm not sure whether it was Ron from Connecticut who said that Bernie Sanders is just Joe Lieberman with a hunting rifle. So I think he's dead in the water, is my opinion. And I believe that Tulsi Gabbard is going to take up all that slack and relieve us of the problem of Biden duking it out with Sanders, which is a very likely scenario.
But Tulsi Gabbard is not, she is not very visible as she ought to be if she is to be playing a major role in this campaign. She is not seen as a heavyweight so far.
Yeah, the powers that be and all their mechanisms are trying to stamp her out. They're extremely afraid of her. And if she gains any traction, as Ron from Connecticut said the other day, they're going to be after her skin. They're going to be, they're already planning to kill her just in case she gains any traction. And she will.
But you see, when theories like this come up and we get these amorphous, undefined characters who are supposed to be playing such heavy roles, we don't hear who these people are. We are not presented with any ideas, with any concrete evidence of who is playing, exactly who is playing a particular role. It's conspiracy theories. And we don't get beyond that. We just get, you know, a cloud. There's a cloud of information floating around, and people are feeling free to insert whatever theories they have into this cloud, and others are supposed to be reacting to it. I'm hoping that you could tell us who these they are.
Oh, okay. So they are the ones who are taking advantage of the fog of the war of politics. Remember that Sanders was unheard of. He seemed to have come out of nowhere. Tulsi Gabbard is not just coming out of nowhere. She's busting out. They're not going to be able to keep the lid on her. So, but to answer your question, who are these people? The people are the machine who want the status quo, which is what Biden represents and has said so. He has pretty much said, nothing's going to change under my administration. He's the status quo candidate. And the people taking advantage of all the suppression of Tulsi Gabbard, I'm not just going to talk in general. They're trying to suppress her. And who they are the Democratic political machine.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it any clearer. They are the Democratic political machine.
And the GOP.
Put a name out there.
Okay, the name is the two-party system. It's done. It's finished. And people are waking up to that. They're not going to go for it anymore. And someone's going to fill in that gap. Someone's going to fill in the void, and it's going to be Tulsi Gabbard. That's what as you can see, I'm making a prediction.
All right, but you're making a prediction, and we are not clear. Your prediction is your prediction. But you are not identifying specifically who we ought to look at as the people who are going to be enacting this drama, producing this drama, and working against what most people believe will be, or at least a lot of people believe will be the end game here. But I think I agree with you that it appears that it is meant somehow, because this is the traction that the candidate has gotten, and that is Joe Biden, an old line, run-of-the-mill, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. He has made a gaffe. He has come forward and, you know, apologized. He's done something concrete to paste over his mistake. And he seems just the same to have some momentum. Now, you're saying Tulsi Gabbard is the person that we ought to be watching, but I'm not getting, other than just an amorphous theory as to why other candidates are going to be sidelined. I'm not getting it.
They're
I'm
not
getting it as a thought, but we need a little bit more than that, because we need to be talking with some specificity at this point.
The other candidates are not going to have the quijones to go independent, and I predict that if Tulsi's to have any success at all, she's got to stop going head-to-head with the Democratic Party. She's got to go independent. I'm not going to give any advice about Bernie. I do not want to see those two connected. I think Bernie will drag her down. It's quite evident that he's just a BS artist. And totally part of the machine. People have to turn their backs on the two-party system and vote independent. And I think the other candidates, the other 23 Democratic candidates, are too chicken to go independent.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your offering today. We'll take one more on this segment. Nat from New York, you're on the air. What think of where the Bernie Sanders campaign is right now?
That must be me you're talking to, the vibrant you treat.
Hello, Nat.
And I hope your day is better than yesterday, and you are vibrant. And I think, I hope your audience is doing great too. Hope everybody's in great spirits and good health. So
thank you.
I look at this this race with all these candidates running. I think, I can't remember the DNC party. I think they're going to be behind Joe Biden, because he was the vice president in the Obama administration, and they really don't want Bernie Sanders in the picture, because when they had the 2016 race, and you see what they did when the people wanted Bernie Sanders to run against Trump, they switched and went with Hillary, and Hillary was so unliked that Trump wound up with the election. And I look at Tulsi Gabbard and her ideas. You know, she doesn't want no more wars. You know, she wants to get troops out of these countries, and that'd be a good thing, because look at the climate situation now. It's a mess, you know.
Yeah, but you're not answering the question. What do you see as being the greatest challenge for Bernie Sanders's campaign? What is happening? How do you regard his campaign?
Well, I see the greatest challenge for him is getting the DNC behind him. That's what I see as the biggest challenge. The same thing would be with Tulsi Gabbard, because
do you think that a candidate whose political life has involved only a working relationship as a Democrat, as opposed to a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, do you think now he can call on his many years of affiliation with the Democratic Party to bolster his official campaign?
Well, that's going to be hard for him, because he's not one that the DNC would want to back in having him as a presidential candidate to face Trump.
Yes, but could you blame them? This is politics.
Well, I can't blame
them. One of the basic understandings is that if you're going to run as a Democrat, you have to be a Democrat. Are you sufficiently clear that Bernie Sanders is a Democrat?
Well, Bernie Sanders labeled himself as a socialist Democrat, and this is something that the DNC party is not going to accept. So So that's why they would go with somebody like Joe Biden or even Kamala Harris.
Yes, but I'm saying just the same. Isn't this a fundamental understanding about politics? No matter, they will not consider, and they're not duty-bound to consider all these years that Sanders has been in office, that he has conferred with the Democratic Party, he has supported Democratic Party positions, he has in many ways affiliated himself in terms of the different struggles that were going on, which he could not wage by himself, but he could not bring himself to be a Democrat. Why should the Democratic Party support him?
Well, they're not going to support him, but in this go around with this election that will be in 2020, maybe if the DNC sees that the people are not going for the other candidates, but they're more behind Bernie Sanders or somebody like a Tulsi Gabbard, then I think maybe the DNC will get off of this one track mindset and go with somebody else, because maybe they'll be thinking about, well, look what happened in 2016. So maybe they'll get off the track and try something different.
If they want to try something different, don't you think they would have told us what that different thing is by now?
It seems like they should, you know, because these are people that are not stupid. They've been around the block with these politics, so they know what is happening. But it seems like they're on this one track, and they want to stay on this one track. And I think if the election was held next week, you would have the same person back in office again, because this DNC is just not. That's not working right.
Well, I'm not interested in the DNC at the moment, because they have their own thing that they're doing. I'm interested in Bernie Sanders. What signals is Bernie Sanders sending about his own political identity at this time, when we should have a kind of clue? We should have some kind of inkling as to where he stands, even his political identity, and that is as basic as we can go. Do you think Bernie Sanders has a clear political identity in this race?
I think on many things he does, and he talks about some of the things that in 2016 most of the candidates wasn't for would be the single payer health care, and then taking troops out of these different countries.
Yes,
all
but
these bases.
Is this how you run a campaign, where people have to you're picking and choosing where you are a Democrat and where you are a Democratic socialist and where you are an outsider and where you sort of identify with the party? It does not constitute an identity. When you're running, especially for the highest office in the land, don't you think the first thing you should have resolved about yourself is who you are, so that people know who you are? When you talk about Bernie Sanders to a lot of people, you come up with a portrait of a splintered personality, that he's neither fish nor fowl, or he's part fish and part fowl. That does not spell success in a race that absolutely requires people to understand who you are and why you're running. That's basic. Who is Bernie Sanders? Sometimes he's this, sometimes he's that. He's part Democrat, part independent. Well, where is the part independent and part Democrat party? Why don't we have a party that says, this is the party I'm with? They're the closest party to identify, that I could identify as being compatible with my beliefs and with what I think we ought to be, you know, what we ought to place at the top of the list of our preferences and our needs. But he's not doing that. This is a major problem.
Well, I see where you're going, but
I'm trying to ask you to react as an elector, which you are. You're an elector.
Yes.
Do you feel comfortable that the person you probably would want to elect doesn't have a fixed identity, not yet, and the race is already, you know, in play?
Well, I think that maybe in the coming weeks he will start to confirm that more. He'll start to anchor himself in what his beliefs are and how he wants the country to go, what track he wants the country to go in. And I think that it is possible for him to do that, or a Tulsi Gabbard to do that, you know. And so maybe he's having a little trouble, you know, being that he labels himself a democratic socialist, and maybe there's many ideas he's trying to, maybe there's many tracks he's trying to decide which one he wants to manifest himself in.
All right, except that it's, in my view, already too late. You had a whole term to think about it. You lost because you didn't think about it. Hillary Clinton literally stole your thunder because you didn't think about it. The Democratic Party wiped the floor with you because you didn't think about it. Here you are about to embark on another session, and you're still not thinking about it. And yet it is so vital. This is basics. Who are you? This is very, very basic. And it's not yet done. People are still confused about who you are, what you stand for, what is your platform, what are you hoping to accomplish. At one point when we see you and you're very passionate about these things, you're talking about healthcare for all, which is great. But under what umbrella are you being sheltered? This is the question with Bernie. And at this point, I don't think he has made it sufficiently clear. Thanks so much, Nat, for your input today. Very good thoughts for us to think about, though. Thank you.
Thanks,
Chris, from
Brad.
West Palm Beach, you're on the air.
Latrice?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing?
All right. Thank you, and good afternoon to you. Now, what is the issue with Bernie Sanders' campaign so far, as you see it?
I see two problems. One, with him running as a Democrat again, because based off everything you just said to the prior caller, clearly the party as an institution worked against him to ensure that he wouldn't win in 16. And you can see they're basically doing a lot of the same things again. We'll see that plan play out more as the primaries happen. The other problem is people's allegiance. Now, this is on the people. This is separate from him. People's allegiance to the Democratic Party. A lot of the people who I talk to, their number one thing is they want a Democrat. And like you said, they're not sure if he's a Democrat or not. But at the same time, I have to question the people, because Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Booker, whomever, Elizabeth Warren, they all represent everything we've already had you know, we've seen before. I don't know why they wouldn't take a chance with something totally different, the way that those on the right did with the idiot in office now.
Well, you know, we're talking politics.
Correct.
And politics is, as especially a candidate and especially as a party, is about making yourself clear. What do you stand for? You don't have to use your campaign time to explain what you are for, or what you are, as in whether you are a Democrat or something else.
Mm-hmm.
We still have this issue hanging over Sanders' head. This is something that he should have done a lot of work to clarify, so that you don't waste people's time and you don't waste your money doing basic, elemental things. You've had 4 years to do this, to let us know what it is. What is this that you're presenting? What is your identity? What is your party?
I'm not part of the campaign, so I don't know for sure, but it seems as if they are stuck in between wanting and needing media attention, whereas he's running as part of the Democratic Party. He's running for the Democratic nomination. And the media clearly doesn't want any, they don't want to cover him. They're not interested in covering anything he's about, one. So, two, I think they just figured, if we run as an independent, we'll get even less coverage. If we run as a Democrat, we may still get some coverage, and we'll at least get to be on the stage for the showcases, because they're not debates.
Yeah, but the media question is very much in the distance when it comes to the basic question. You don't run because you will or will not get media coverage. You run because you have a viable candidacy and you have a constituency or potential constituency that you have to reach. It is not the media's job, nor should you place that in the hands of the media. This is your job. Your job is to energize your base. That's your problem. You took it on and see it through. But we still have this problem with Bernie Sanders, and we entering the second 4-year cycle of Bernie still not clear. At least to the people, he's not clear about who and what he is. And yet his positions are viable. He makes great arguments to support his positions. We just don't know who he is. And you can't get more elemental than this. Who are you?
So let me ask, is your question, are you asking, is he a socialist or is he not? Is that the question?
I'm not asking about what he is not.
Okay.
I'm interested in what he is. And he needs to articulate that in a way in which there is no confusion. He needs to emphatically state and explain who he is. What kind of political animal are you?
Agreed. I do.
He's saying he's Democratic, a Democratic Party candidate. I don't hear the Democratic Party saying that. I don't see evidence of the Democratic Party that they consider him one of the fold. They treat him with incredible disdain.
Yes, they do. There's no doubt about that.
So the people now take it upon themselves? Why is it their duty to figure out who Bernie is? That's Bernie's problem.
I still take the position it's his problem, but it's also the citizens' problem, people's problem. Because for me, I'm quite clear about what he wants to do, what his goals are, what he aims to do. I'm quite clear on that. I think very many people are too, but I think at some point the people have to put in some work to help define that, to help push him to do that. I see too many splits within Democratic voters. Some are loyal to Obama people, some are loyal to the party and various other candidates.
In fact, I'm going there right after this segment. I'm talking about exactly the Democratic Party continuing to feed into factionalism, and it has damaging effects on the party. You don't need anybody to tell you this. You've been around for many decades. The party should have some basic things resolved by now.
Correct. I agree.
I don't want to have to take on the job. It's not my job as a voter. If a candidate can't figure out who he is, what party he's running with, whether the party is pushing his agenda. The party doesn't seem to be pushing his agenda.
Not in whole, only in minor parts.
Right, then we need to know that. And then we need to cast the party aside and demand from Bernie, as a responsible candidate, get an idea of who you are. Don't come to us telling us you're running when you don't have a snowball's chance in hell of counting on a party that does not support you. Were you playing with us?
That's their biggest miscalculation. Obviously it's too late now, but what they should have done was just run an independent campaign and not have been worried about any of the traditional things that these candidates do tend to worry about. Because as you said, he had a lot of energy in 16. If you look at it now, he's steadily in first or second place, even though the media wants to try to portray him as he's not or non-existent. So that's where his major issue is. But going forward, I think anyone who likes his platform, not him personally, just the ideas that he endorses, obviously they're not brand new. They've existed for a long time. But there needs to be people who get together to form an actual party that's separate from the uniparty, as I call it.
Right. And you can't conduct that kind of business and run a campaign at the same time and win. You can't do it.
No, you can't. No, it's too difficult, and unfortunately people are too lazy to do the work themselves. I think people tend to I'll elect this.
No, I wouldn't blame the people here, because it is the candidate. The candidate has to make it clear, as I say, make it plain. Who are you? Where is your support coming from? If you tell us that you are an independent Democrat, okay. Does the Democratic Party recognize independent Democrats under its umbrella? No.
Not at all.
No such thing. So then, if you tell people I'm an independent Democrat and they vote for you because they understand you to be an independent Democrat, don't you see that you are encouraging confusion? And you're encouraging people to support a party they would prefer not to support.
Yeah, that's what I think his fatal mistake was. One, he made two fatal mistakes. One, in allowing Hillary and the DNC to do what they did to him last time, and then support and then turn around and campaigning for her. So I kind of think he's kind of sealed his own fate right then and there. This time around, he should have been more concerned with building a movement or, you know, something outside, totally separate from the Democratic Party. That's where the issue is.
He had the opportunity in his hands, but we can't go back and unfix it.
And fix it, correct.
We have to live with what happened. What happened was the same thing. We're repeating the cycle.
Yes.
And it would be such a shame if millions of people were to go down this route only to find that their greatest enemy at the end of this all is the Democratic Party itself, that does not support Bernie Sanders, that does not include him in the party process. And yet he is taking us down this road again. So Bernie has some serious explaining to do. And if he doesn't explain seriously, if he doesn't explain soon, he deserves to be cast aside because he is now playing a different role as a shadow candidate for the Democratic Party, which has not invested in him at all, which has not pushed his agenda, which does not include him in the priorities of the party. And here he is a second time. Give him enough time to make this clear. And it is as basic as you can get in politics. What is your political identity?
But don't you think some of this, don't you think some of their moves, right or wrong, whether you agree or not, was just based on how this system is set up and how people traditionally reach out to voters? Don't you think that...
No, because okay. The way Bernie started reaching out to voters is itself unusual. It was itself ahead of its time. This was a movement.
Okay. Yes,
he created a movement, and it had its own velocity. It had its own potential, and he scared the hell out of the party, which gave him leverage to, if he felt the need
away.
To negotiate something, he had the leverage to do so.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have bothered negotiating. It should have been, I have my people, I have my support, we're leaving this party. We're no longer associated with the Democratic Party. Like, I'm truly an independent candidate.
Or we will come together as required or as is feasible to support initiatives that are good, but we are not going to be swallowed up by your mess. We're not going to do that. So Bernie, I'm sorry, you have a lot of work to do and you have a lot of explaining to do and you haven't done it yet. A whole cycle has gone by. You're entering into a new cycle in which you're doing the same damaging thing, which does not make sense. Pretty soon, people will turn on you and say, this guy doesn't have a clue as to what the heck he's doing. And
yeah, so
I can't waste my time and my vote this way.
If I could just ask you this last question, I'll get off and take your answer off the air. Do you believe that he should run an independent campaign?
I'm not going to say what I believe. It doesn't matter. This doesn't amount to a hill of beans, what I believe. I'm assessing what the candidate seems to believe. He has not resolved this basic thing. And I can't believe that a person in office this long at so many different levels still doesn't understand this basic thing about politics. We got to know who you are.
Agreed.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for your call today. So we have to spend, in conjunction with Bernie, we have to figure out this puzzle by the Obamas. They say, this is Michelle Obama speaking for the Obamas. She said that the Obamas basically aren't involved in the primaries at all, but they will support, quote, whoever wins, unquote, in the general election. Now, first, I have problems with Michelle Obama saying that. She was never a candidate. But it appears that she's taking on a spokesperson responsibility here. And she has stated that the Obamas are staying away from the primaries. They're not involved in the primaries at all. They're making no endorsements, and they just will wait and see who emerges as the general election candidate. And whoever it is, they will support. What do you make of that statement? 888-874-4888. The Obamas have decided to disconnect, and in the heat of the primaries, and they will reconnect, and whoever it is, they'll just say, okay, we with you.
And that will constitute the full involvement, the Obamas,
the ex-president and his wife will have in the upcoming elections. What does that say? What do you think about that? That's a real telling, it's a very telling statement. And it was made as a, you know, as a kind of matter of course statement. So far as you know, the president has not been involved, despite the fact that many of the candidates and the party itself were very useful to him to bring him to the presidency successfully. Now he says, I'm not involved. He may have some good reason for that. The party, under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi and others, has become fractious. And it probably is a good idea to stay away from it. But to make a statement like that, to say to the public, I'm not going to involve myself in the primaries. And as far as the second round, whoever is chosen, that's who I'll support. Ed from Queens, what is Mrs. Obama talking about, as you see it?
Hey, how you doing, Yatrice? My personal opinion, it's a cop-out. It's a cop-out. You can't, there's too much at stake in this election specifically to cop out like that. As far as I'm concerned with the Democratic, well, first of all, the Democratic Party has no use as far as African Americans are concerned, as far as I'm concerned, because they've never lived up to the potential from the days when they were Dixiecrats, number one. Number two, at this stage of a race where there's so many people vying for the nomination and there's so much conjecture between any of them, the influence that the Obamas do have, if the Democratic Party was a real party, should be put to task, a decision should be made, and a person should be decided. Even though we're a long way away from the election, in reality, it's already starting. The line's already been drawn. Decisions have already been made as far as people are concerned. And for you to just cop out now and say, oh, we're going to wait, we're going to let them hash it out, and once the blood clears up and the smoke is clear, then we'll stand behind somebody. It's a cop-out. It's a total cop-out. You know, this whole thing is a joke. African-Americans really need to disassociate themselves from the Democratic Party.
You're fading. You need to talk directly into the phone.
Hello? Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Yeah, our African-Americans need to disassociate themselves from the Democratic Party and start working on the process of building an alternative political force in this country if we want to get what we need. It's a cop-out. The Obamas have totally copped out. They're going to wait till the smoke clears and all of these disparate personalities and then come out, and then whoever comes out on top, okay, we'll back them. It's not acceptable. Not at this stage. Not as important as this election could be.
And then it isn't Obama, Barack. the one who ran for office. It isn't he who's making the statement. It is his wife.
That's what I mean. It's ridiculous. I mean, first of all, he was the executive officer, number one. Number two, I mean, Michelle has her own political cachet as far as the cult of personality is concerned. But this is no time to play around. I mean, as it stands for me looking at it now, I honestly believe that this man is going to be another 4 years in this office. And he is a self-serving sycophant. Everything he does has one primary motive, to promote himself in the future. Whether his affiliation with Kim Jong-un, his affiliation with the Saudi princes, his affiliation with immigration, everything has the one motive that he has is to promote himself, from putting his family into positions of political power with no experience and no agency whatsoever, other than support himself. If this guy gets another 4 years,
we're going to start this off today in a great way, because we have to continue this discussion tomorrow. This was a very unfortunate development, as was given very slight attention. But there's something very deep behind this statement, and we will get to it tomorrow. As we continue, there's a whole lot of stuff that we need to analyze about this election. And it's not about who's winning, who's losing. It's about how people are reaching into reservoirs that they have no business. They have no business to be considered legitimate in. Their actions have been consistently hostile or at least indifferent. And these are the communities they have to come back to get some kind of momentum this time around. But we'll talk about it. We'll continue talking about it tomorrow. I want to thank you for your analysis today. I think everybody was on point. Even when you had doubts, they are legitimate doubts. That's what I want you to see. You don't have to be, quote, right about it. You raise the doubts, and they are legitimate, and they should be addressed. So we'll get to it. Thank you so much. We'll come back to each other tomorrow and finish this conversation. Bye-bye.